Coach's Insight programs are back here on KR93.7, continuing here tonight as we're down to the final week of the high school basketball regular season, and we continue here with ACCHS, and we're now joined by boys basketball coach. That is Taylor Smith. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, your team bounced back in a big way after the loss to Valley Falls Friday. Big win at McClouth on Tuesday. You win it by 20. Take us back to that one a little bit. What'd you like? What'd you see? And ultimately, a nice win for you guys.
Yeah. Played McClouth there last night, and overall I thought we played pretty well. Thought first and fourth quarter we played at a pretty high level defensively and offensively, and what kind of set the tone early is the little stuff like offensive rebounding and those type of things, and got in transition some, and you know, Trent and Kimmy got in transition some, and kind of led to some easy baskets, and we were able to get the 20-point victory.
Get ready for Oskaloosa on Friday. Saw them earlier in the season and able to get that win back on January the 6th. You won it by 17 points, 61-44. You know, what's maybe the expectation this second go around, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect with Oski on Friday?
Yeah. Well, ultimately, this will be the third time that we played them.
Correct, midseason tournament as well, that's right.
Yeah, we played them in the midseason tournament as well. So it's never easy playing a team three times, and it's never easy beating a team three times. So I think our kids know that it's going to be a challenge, but hopefully we can kind of get on a run here and kind of get going moving forward here in Substate and keep turning out victories.
So you get Oskaloosa Friday, and then two more games next week with a kind of a surging Jefferson County North squad, and then Pleasant Ridge to wrap up the regular season schedule. And a real quick glance at the Marysville Substate that you guys are going to take part in. Right now sitting in the three spot behind 3A number one Sabetha, and then Marysville, who's also had a really good year at 16-2. Right now it would be a matchup with Riley County. Again, just a very difficult Substate regardless of where you end up and regardless of who you play.
Yeah, it is for sure, and I think we talked last week a little bit about it. But ultimately, it'll be, you know, any team that we play in that substate will be a challenge for us. You know for sure, and as what I mentioned, you know, again last week, it's one of the toughest substates in 3A, but we just gotta. Got to hone in and take it one game at a time here and keep moving forward and try to get better on some things that we need to get better at and move forward here and kind of getting down to the end of the season but you know, this time of the year you got to be playing your best basketball, and if you're not, you're probably getting beat. It's an exciting time for sure.
Finally, Coach, real quick, what needs to be done to make sure that you are playing your best basketball here in a week and change?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all, you know, just keeping it simple, you know, just keeping it simple and you know, practice wise, you know, making sure that everybody's honed in on what they need to do, offensively and defensively and just really focus in on playing extremely hard and continuing to do that little stuff. And I felt like we did, you know, I felt like the best we've done all year on that little stuff the other night. And that was, playing good defense, you know, getting some easy baskets in transition and rebounding better. So we're excited and hopefully we can, like I said, we can keep, turn out some victories here and move forward.
There it is. Yeah, no, for sure. ACCHS boys basketball coach Taylor Smith joining us. They'll get Oskaloosa Friday and then two more games next week to wrap up the regular season. Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge on the docket before they get set for substate play at Marysville in Class 3A. After the season ends. So, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Oskaloosa Friday. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.